Now we'll switch over to Sally to speak about some issues of interest. So, Sally, what is tonight's topic, please?
Well, I thought tonight we'd have a little chat about guilt.
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 The concept of guilt. Well, yes. I don't know anything about guilt, I have to say, so you'll have to enlighten us there, Sally.
Okay, so this was actually the topic of my last piece in the East Cork Journal. So if people want to read this now, it's on my site, and it's not as, I hope it's not as depressing as it sounds. The reason I wrote it is because I hear the word guilt so often. I seem to be hearing it more and more. You know, people saying they're guilty about, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that. I feel so guilty now that I ate that. And, oh, I shouldn't have, you know, watched that extra half hour of TV. I feel so guilty. And I just think, crikey, you know, we're all going around feeling so guilty all the time, beating ourselves up, crucifying ourselves. And so much of it is unnecessary. So that's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
It's just the idea of guilt. Like a lot of people, now at the risk of stoking any fires, I think particularly women are prone to guilt.
Okay.
Unnecessary guilt. So I thought I would just make a little list of the things that I hear people saying that they feel guilty about. Things I hear myself saying, you know, I'm not immune to this. I don't think any of us are, actually. So things like feeling guilty when you say no.
Okay. Oh, yes. That's a very Irish one.
It's very Irish.
Very hard to say no, yeah?
Yeah. Feeling guilty when you eat something that you enjoy.
Mm. Ice cream comes to mind.
Okay. Okay. So that's two things now you've ticked for a woman who said she's not familiar with guilt.
I don't feel very heavily burdened down with guilt, I have to say, but go ahead.
So things like, and this certainly would be a woman thing, feeling guilty that your partner or a carer is looking after kids while you work.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling guilty by telling your friends what you want for your birthday. Be another one. Feeling guilty for asking for a favour, even a small one. Feeling guilty if you're attracted to someone other than your partner. Feeling guilty for asking your partner for something that you like or find pleasurable. These are things that people beat themselves up about all the time. And it stops us from saying what we like and what we want and what we need. And I find that this comes up in therapy a lot. And it just kills joy, you know, and our ability to have fun and to be free and enjoy
where do you
our
think,
lives.
Okay, if you dig a bit deeper, so Sally, where do you think all this guilt comes from?
Well, I think one culprit, if that's the right word, is, you know, it is woven into our Irish society, I think. There's, you know, the notion of Catholic guilt, that we feel guilty for being happy or enjoying ourselves is almost a traditional
Irish trait,
but also almost, you know, offer it up kind of mentality, you know, that misery in some way is a good thing. And I don't believe that that's what was ever intended by the people who, you know, if you think about Christianity, for example, in its true sense, I don't think the message was be miserable for your whole life.
No.
But somehow it seems to have morphed into that, I think, for a lot of people.
American friend of mine used to always think that the Irish are always very melancholy. You know, they kind of almost bask in misery.
In misery. And I think that we are inclined to be a bit miserable. And some of that misery is made of guilt, you know, that we feel bad about feeling good. Then, you know, I think another huge culprit, and I am sorry, I'm always banging on about this, but advertising, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, marketing and all
good
that.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the ads we see are to either poke at our sense of guilt or poke at our sense of ugliness or, you know, that kind of thing. It's every ad is designed to make us feel bad about ourselves one way or the other and offer some sort of fake solution. So, like, for example, and I found this ad that I actually put on that article that I wrote, and it was an ad for gluten-free food.
Yeah.
And gluten-free on most menus is GF, gluten-free, okay? So I saw this ad and it's for food, but it's called Guilt-Free Kitchen. GF Kitchen. So it's gluten-free. But that's now synonymous with guilt-free. And that's appalling. Mm. You know, asking people, suggesting to people to feel guilty for eating gluten.
Yeah.
But of course, it's for eating anything that's pleasurable or enjoyable. Mm. So this is my thing now at the moment, is I would like, if I could be in charge of the world, I would banish guilt, unless some guilt is good or useful. So if you do something that's actually wrong, by all means, feel guilty if it's actually wrong.
Well, really, guilt is only a manifestation of your consciousness, isn't it? Like saying...
It's
a bit like a rudder, kind of letting you know, OK, you shouldn't have said that or you shouldn't have done that. But maybe it's oversensitized now, is it?
I think it is. Mm. Yeah, I think the ideal situation is that guilt is our moral compass.
Yeah,
and
moral
that's
compass.
Great
yeah.
and everything. If we're actually doing something that's actually wrong... are intentionally harmful. But if we're not, then I think we would do well to ease up and pull back and be more compassionate with ourselves, which is, after all, what the true peace, if we are looking at religion as an origin of guilt, that's what true religion would be. I mean, you're more au fait with religiosity than I am, but I would imagine
it's
that
more
compassion
about compassion.
Is
yeah, compassion yeah. and charity and don't worry, be happy sort of... motto,
right.
I would say.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
So people say, you know, how do I stop feeling guilty? How do I stop feeling guilty about going out to work? How do I stop feeling guilty about, you know, leaving this marriage or, you know, whatever that thing is? And I would say, well, here's a thing, a technique that I use. If I feel the guilt sneaking in, I say to myself, okay, have I actually just done something that's actually wrong? Most of the time, the answer is going to be no. Because if you think about it, there are very few things that are actually wrong, you know. I mean,
yes.
Unless you're an actual psychopath that enjoys doing things that are wrong and harmful and painful to people. There's very little left that's actually wrong. Mm. And if you feel guilty having robbed someone or beaten someone up or been abusive, fine. That guilt is a healthy sign that what you've done is not okay. Take responsibility for it and decide to change your behaviour. But otherwise, feeling guilty after eating ice cream?
No.
No.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay, Sally, I'm afraid we have to wrap it up there. I feel guilty about wrapping up it now because I'm actually enjoying this conversation so much. But unfortunately...
Maybe feel regretful instead of guilty.
Yes, I feel sad that it has come to an end.
What's the language? You know, we overuse the word.
True. That's true. So... I should say a very gracious thank you and a very guilt-free see you next week, Sally.
Excellent.
And thank you so much again for sharing your wisdom. I'm sure as you said, it is very gendered as well. I do think it's more a female thing than male thing.
Yeah.
And some people can be laden down by
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. It's crippling. It can
crippling,
be.
Crippling, yeah. But anyway, I suppose the motto is in this sunny, sunny climate that we're having at the moment is don't worry, be happy, if one can, perhaps. OK, so I suppose it's over to you, Sean, for another little bit of music. And just to say thanks again, Sally, for coming into the studio.
Welcome. You do. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, it's great, as always.